Well, reporting at the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Bryce Duskett. I have one of the four American Star Farmer finalists right in front of me. His name is Logan Peters, and he hails from the Pender FFA chapter in Nebraska. Now, Logan, tell us a little bit about your operation, how you first got started.
Sure. Thank you, Bryce. My story really started when I bought my very first bucket calf when I was 8 years old for a 4-H project for $210. And from there, I really found a love for beef cattle. Noticing that beef cattle was more of an expensive commodity, I guess you could say, I started brainstorming some other ventures I could do in order to bring in one more dollar in order to figure out how I could buy that one next cow. From there, I had many other ventures, including raising some chickens, some pumpkins, corn, alfalfa hay, and had a lawn mowing business, all with my cattle herd in mind. And so transitioning from high school to college, I really chose to narrow my focus out of all those enterprises and to focus on raising Wagyu beef cattle. It's a Japanese breed of cattle known for their extreme amount of marbling within their meat, as well as raising premium alfalfa hay, and in hopes to one day vertically integrate that operation and distribute American-style Kobe beef directly to restaurants all across the Midwest.
Sounds like you've experienced a lot of growth from when you first began. Where did your inspiration come for the project, and why did you want to continue growing it?
I think my inspiration really was found growing up on a small, diversified family farm and realizing maybe there wasn't an opportunity for me to join the farm, as it maybe wasn't big enough following college. So my inspiration came from, you know, wanting to create my own position in the farm, wanting to come back. And you know, the one way I found I could do that was by being an entrepreneur and basically blazing my own path.
What are some of the lessons you've learned on your operation as you've continued it now for a number of years?
One of the biggest things is all the land that I use and run is all rented. And I treat that land as if it's my own. I'm a good steward of the land, and, you know, being able to treat those landowners right, being able to, you know, do what's right when no one's looking, and having a sense of integrity, I think, really sets me apart and is one of the best skills that I've gained through the whole project.
Now you're here at the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo. Certainly some exciting things, especially for you, being only one of the four American Star Farmer finalists. Talk about the atmosphere around here.
This is very exciting, a very crazy time. We had interviews this afternoon that were pretty relaxed, but as we get closer to the session this evening, the nerves start coming, and I'm just really excited to walk across stage with these other very qualified applicants. Just real excited, Bryce.
Who do you want to thank for your success thus far?
First thing goes out to my parents. Of course, a big part of my program has been with me my whole life, of course. Also my FFA advisor for some guidance, and a mentor, Mark Schmitz out of Panama, Iowa, who's helped with my Wagyu cattle project. But I could go on for quite a while. There's a whole community that has my back at home, and I just thank them each and every day.
Very good. Well, that was Logan Peters. He's one of the four American Star Farmer finalists. He's from Pender, Nebraska, and belongs to the Pender FFA chapter. Reporting at the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Bryce Duskett.